Where do I start? I'm gonna keep it a no. No. She does so much that goes under the table.
Right? I'm not coming here to be like, I have permission of you to, all right?
So then why are you even asking in the first place?
For your respect, for you to know what's going on.
So if you respect me, respect my answer.
Yeah. And the universal rule for men, I would like to put it like, always put your best foot forward. You know, if you're doing something, try to do it to the best of your ability.
Welcome back to another installment, another episode of He's a Guy podcast. Here with the guys. Quickly before we introduce ourselves, that little red button right here. Hit that. Subscribe, like, comment. Let us know whatever you know you guys feel is on your hearts to have us speak about, or let us know how we're doing. Thank you. We appreciate it. Got a serious topic. We're not too serious. It's a little fun. This one's a little fun, I feel like. You know, take away a little bit from us personally, but it still has, you know, to do with our frame of mind and certain hypothetical situations. So I'd like to call this episode Men in Hypotheticals.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I didn't get no questions. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I did it on purpose. I didn't want to.
But that's good.
Unknowingly. Exactly. Unknowingly and unprepared. So let's go around the room real quick. You know, get a little check-in, mental check-in, and see how everybody's doing before we dive in. So let's start over with T. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing amazing. It's February, Black Excellence Month.
Talk about it.
I'm feeling excellent.
I like how you changed that, man.
Huh?
You like how you changed that. Black history, like we're in the past. Like, we're not still killing shit out here.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like we with the history, not to say, like, we shouldn't focus on it, but it's like, the overly focusing on the slavery mm-hmm. and the Martin Luther King and the Malcolm X.
It's
like,
back, kind of.
And we've talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about people who are doing stuff now, who are excellent now. So it's just like.
You have an example?
Me.
I hate it.
Us. Bro, this is Black excellence right here.
Like, that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. Keep you on your toes. Yeah, you like that answer? Like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, us, we're excellent. What we're doing here, I think, is excellent. And
give us a round of applause for that as well.
No matter where, they're doing their thing. And I feel excellent, bro.
Talk about it.
You know, I'm slapping my...
Hey, be careful there.
I'm honestly feeling really good. I just did a speech this weekend about Black excellence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really feeling the vibe. And usually, this time of year is a time where people feel down. Because it's like, it's dark, it's cold. A lot of people were broke because Christmas just happened, back, trying to get it back. So it's like, to feel good at this time is, if it feels right for me.
Mm-hmm.
Terrell, Jimmy Freck, whatever you guys want to go by. You know, LeBron, still love you.
Is that your favorite player?
That's my favorite player.
Always been?
Always been.
From when he's drafted?
From when he was, from high school.
Oh, shoot.
My track.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. But yeah, no, I'm feeling good as well. A little tired, but you know that comes with the game, you know. I'm laughing.
It comes with the game.
You know,
I like it.
You know what I'm saying? When you work hard, you get tired. I feel like if you're not tired, you're not working hard, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's simple like that. You know, I'm feeling good. That's it.
Me, myself, bro. Same. Tired. We push through, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Feeling good, everybody's doing well. Like Tashawn alluded to, it's that time where, you know, you could look at it like you're down or you're trying to get back up. It's gloomy outside, but I feel like, you know, brighter days are ahead for sure. It's not my favorite season, of course, but spring soon reach, you know what I'm saying? So
spring soon reach.
So I'm looking forward to those things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro. How you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing good. Like you said, February, man. One of my favorite months. My son's born in February.
Talk about it.
Like you said, Black Excellence Month.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, man. I'm just excited to do some good things for the month and got some things coming up, though.
So. I like that, bro. Actually, you know what? Real quick. I had my homie, asked me about a next time that you guys are trying to do any mental health workshops or anything coming up. So please be on the lookout for those things. But I'm excited because a lot of people are starting to ask, you know, they're really, really in tune. So I want to make that mention, of course.
Bro, I think we could go so far with this thing. Even like we've been talking about doing a retreat.
Yeah.
Like going somewhere. Jamaica.
Like, oh,
geez. I love that you said that too.
I would say the woods.
Especially on the podcast, but we can't take it back.
No, we're going to do it.
No, I know we're doing it anyways, but I love that you said it here.
Yeah.
Or even in the woods.
No.
Not in the woods. I thought you said the woods.
I did say the woods. I said, I don't want to go to the woods, though.
Man,
not a bug guy.
Bro. Man, I've got to learn how to survive.
Yeah. I can't survive.
What are we talking about right now?
We
right
said,
now? Yeah.
Like, no, I mentioned that my homie hit me up.
No, I heard all that.
Oh, okay.
He
said retreat.
We said we do a men's retreat. So instead of just a brunch, we go take it somewhere.
I heard Jamaica and Antigua, and then like I zoomed in, and then I heard the woods, and then I was like, mm-mm.
See?
Mm-mm. You said, in the woods?
You guys would be there if it was.
No, I would be here to support, but like.
Can I leave?
Was it an overnight thing?
Yeah.
Can I get in the car and leave?
Yeah. Are we in cabins or are we in tents?
Now you guys can glam.
I don't know, but yeah, I don't know about the tents thing.
Okay, so now we're talking, right?
See what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot that goes with it. Because when you say woods, I'm here thinking like you want to do pitch campfires
tent.
And pitch tent.
We'll do the campfires and all that stuff. But I don't know for
in the cabin.
I don't know if we're going to sleep in it. I don't know if I'm a tent guy.
Dab. All right, cool. We're with
I'll tell you this right now. I'm not. I'm like, you know what?
I will try it once in my life.
No, 100%. I feel like we should learn how to pitch a tent.
Just tell me how it is. And I'll take your word for it.
You're not going to struggle with it?
Freck, you have a backyard?
Yeah.
Okay, we're there.
Not right now, though.
Pitch a tent over there.
Okay.
Pitch a tent there. We'll learn how to.
But it's coming. We're working on some stuff, guys.
All right. I love that. All right, so.
Man chuckled.
So I'm going to start the one off easy. $3 million. Get offered to get that. But your significant other has to go to jail for a year. Let's go around the room. Talk about that. How you guys feel about that?
I'll start. I love you, babe.
The look was crazy.
No, I love you, babe. Hold it down in there, you know?
Yep.
How
you think she feel about that, though?
She would be mad as hell.
Did she hold it down?
Probably. She's very smart. She knows how to talk her way out of situation. You know, but you know the crazy part is with $3 million, I'm paying the guard.
Freck.
So she...
Help me right now.
So,
help
but
me right
because, now. See, everybody thinks $3 million and then, like, she has to just go to jail. $3 million. Like, I'm paying guard. I'm paying... Who runs the jail right now? Let me talk to them. Let me go visit them.
I'm going to make sure commissary is blessed.
I'm going to make sure your family is good if nobody touches a hair on her body. So, babes, do that. Do that, yeah. We'll come see you every day.
How you guys doing?
Agree with it. Depends what kind of jail, though. Is it pen time?
Why is it?
Because it's softer. Well, not soft. I don't want to say softer, but you can have things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can have video games.
Right.
You can have
right.
things to pass some time.
Right.
But then
a year is a lot.
I know.
I'm going to be honest with you. She loves the chai latte from Starbucks.
You make sure to have that in there?
Yo, every morning, bring her
after that. Latte machine even.
With her ginger molasses cookie,
come.
Bring that for her.
Come on. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
She's good.
Tashawn, you're the only person I ever heard from, and I don't like it. What's going on?
I don't even have a girl, but she's going to jail. I'm not even... Come on. Like, what are we talking about? Three mil? We're blessed. Sometimes life is jail sometimes out here.
You're just sitting there figuring
you know what I'm saying? She's hard sometimes.
You
probably hate your job. Like, go to jail. It's probably better than jail. You don't gotta work.
You got time to sit down, think about what you want to do.
Think.
You know what I'm saying?
$3 million out here. When you come back,
you don't have $3 million
in the world years.
You don't have $3 million. You come
right up.
You have some money, though. We'll have 1.5 for you.
Brother, you could write a book in there. You could do a course. You could.
And
you
know, I invest into that.
You see what I'm saying?
No, all jokes aside, I'm dead ass serious.
So not only am I holding us down financially, you're going in there holding us down mentally.
I'm telling you right now, the women are going to kill us for that.
Team. No, they're not. They would
do
agree.
The same thing to us.
What is double standards, brother?
Yeah.
I guarantee 100%.
You know, women jail's better.
You been there?
No, I just wasn't the show Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. Dying the hell alone.
Women jail's not better?
I don't know, bro. Listen, what I will say, though, is you can't be against that. That's all I know. The roles reverse, I'd hope she sent me for $3 million.
I would go.
I would go.
It's a good investment. I'm gonna mind my business in there. What are we talking about?
I would go for the three M's.
Come on.
I'll hold it down.
I wouldn't raise my hand, but I would go.
Brother, you wouldn't raise your hand.
I wouldn't be like, yes, I'm gonna go.
I could go.
Brother, I would Dougie my way to there.
I'm not
like skirty, dirty, whatever they're doing these days. I am doing it. $3 million?
Come on, what are we talking about? Frank, I like how you started that off, you know?
Because it's real.
Come on.
Because I already know.
Logistics.
Like, if the roles are reversed.
I'm holding it down.
You might cry. Yo, we're going to jail. I'll tell you that right now. She will cry with you and say, babes, I'll be here when you get back.
All right.
Simple.
I want to hear you guys disagree with this one in the comments. I had fun. I had fun in the comments on the last one. Deshaun knows. Deshaun knows.
Energies.
All right, so I got another one for you guys. Kind of tough. Single fatherhood, could you manage?
To be honest, I think that I could. I think that it's repetition. One, I think watching my brother do it, I see that it's possible. I know it's hard, super hard. Would I want to do it? No. But I could do it 100%, you know? Like I said, repetition and just getting into it, you could figure it out.
I'm gonna go to you for I'm gonna let the two fathers do this first.
It's
crazy.
So where do I start? I'm gonna keep it a no. No. She does so much that goes under the table that we make it seem like it's
100%. It's not easy.
And I'm gonna give you an example. So, like recently, her schedule has changed. So, my schedule has to change because now I gotta, you know, accommodate her as well. And bringing the kids to school was never my thing. Sometimes I would pick them up depending on my work schedule, but like there's 2-3 days out of the week I gotta bring them to school. So the first time I did it, I'm like, what's she complaining about? Like, you know, smooth sailing, bang, drop off on time. Bye, daddy, love you. Bang, next one on time. The next morning, scratching my head. My head's hurting. I'm mad at her. I'm like, can't believe she did this to me. Like, you know, I'm mad. And then I'm like, she does this every day.
No complaint. Or complaints, but minimum.
Every day. And I'm like,
they're superheroes, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And it goes, like, it gets swept under the rug. So now when you go back and you think about it, I'm like, my mom did this with 3 to 5 kids because my mom adopted two of my cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And she did this and she worked and she cleaned and she cooked. And I was like, damn. You know, like, it makes you open your eyes to a lot of things. So when you ask me, like, I can stand here and lie. I could do that. Yeah, you could do it financially. But sometimes it's not about the financial that the kids need.
You wouldn't even be able to do it financially because your whole situation would have to change.
I would be able to do it financially. By the way, you know what I'm saying? Right?
But that's the thing. I think that is the answer. Like, could I do it? Yes, because
you'd have no choice. Of course, yeah.
But just seeing the single mothers that I know do what they do, not to say that the father doesn't co-parent or whatever the case is, but just to see how they are the primary caregiver to their child majority of that time, and they still go out. Still have their fun when it's needed. I mean, I wouldn't say it's when it's needed because sometimes they just can't, but just bottom line, just the freedom to move the way that sometimes men get to do and some of the things that women don't, I actually want to commend them. Any single mother out there, anybody that's primary caregiver, I actually hats off to you guys because, wow. You know what I mean? So even coming up with that question, I thought to myself, yo, could I really do this? I said, yeah, I could because I have to, but you know, taking a hit, have to do this, have to sacrifice work and have to be, because, you know, as men, our primary thing is, yo, got to provide.
Provide.
But then it's like, you got to provide. Then you got to cut work some days because your kid, you know what I mean, got into something at school. And then now you got to check out of work and just all these different things that may come up. And it's like, yo, they do this.
Honestly, like you just said, oh, you got to check out of work to go to get 9 and I dropped him off. I'm 9 to 3. He's yours. I'll see you at 3. We'll talk about it at 3. That's how I would be. So, yo, you guys are trying to send him home? He can't go home. He can't go home. So keep him in the office. I'll see you at 3. Yeah. Or send him back to class.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the first time I heard my mom say that, I thought she was joking. Principal was like, I'm going to call your mother right now. And you know, you're scared. Like, please, ma'am, I'll change. No. Call my mom. Hello? My mom's aggressive. You guys think I'm aggressive? My mom's aggressive. Hello? She's like, hey, Mrs. Williams, da-da-da-da-da. We got to out here in the office. And she had the phone on speaker. She's like, put him on speaker. She goes, what time I send you to school? 9. What time you have to come home? 3. Tell the principal that. And she wasn't joking. The principal was confused. Huh? Like, I would be the same way. Sorry, if I'm the single parent and I got to make money.
Got to do what I have to do.
Bro, he's yours.
My mom used to do that. Anytime I got suspended in grade school, it was always at the school. Never, there was, I didn't have those suspensions at home. I was just, who's supposed to watch him? You guys.
Yeah. Dog. Tashan, talk to me. How would you feel?
No.
Not even an answer.
Couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, and I'll tell you why.
You got to build by yourself.
Huh?
You got to build things by yourself.
There's a lot of things there. A lot of things there. I feel like I can barely take care of myself.
Yeah. Like your head's you're running around your head.
Like getting through every day sometimes feels hard. Getting up, taking my vitamins, washing my face, cleaning the house, doing the laundry.
Oh my God, getting them a meal and making sure they have to eat all the time.
Getting myself my meal, making sure I eat properly. Like me managing my own life feels hard. Now imagine adding
two
kids with no help. And I'm a person who's very guilty of throwing money at problems.
Yeah.
When I have something I don't want to do, I just throw money at. Oh, my cleaner is here. I have meals that come to me every week. Like, but kids, you can't just throw money to solve their problem. Well, people do that. But like, the kids end up resenting you.
No, yeah. The money does not help.
Doesn't help. Kids actually want you to be there. Even if you don't know what to say or do, if you're there, that's everything for them.
Like, I'll give you a prime example with to add to that, Sean. So, I got Raptor tickets and gave them to my son. And I was like, oh, you can go with your mom. Huh? Like, I don't want to go with mommy. I want to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm like, no, your mom hasn't gone to a game yet. So, they went to the game or whatever. When he came home, he's like, that was fun.
Yo.
Sometimes the way he talks to me, I was like.
Like a grown man.
Yeah. I was like, you think I can ever talk to my mom like that? Yeah. He goes, that was fun. But, daddy. The next time me and you work, okay? And I said, okay, no worries. So then when we went the next time, he goes, oh, this is not like with mommy. He goes, like, can we get some Skittles? Can we get this? Can we get that? Because I just give him everything, right? But at the same time, and if I got tickets again, and I said, hey, go with Theon or go with Tashan, he'd be like, no, I want to go with you.
Yeah.
So you could throw the money at the situation, and it doesn't matter about the financials.
The experience.
They want the parents, right? So Tashan saying, like, he could throw money at you, though you wouldn't be able to throw money at your kid because they'd be like, daddy, I want to spend time with you now.
Yeah, this is nice. I still want that.
So what would you do?
Hmm?
You couldn't do it for real?
A single father? And you just hear that instead it's hard for me to take care of me.
No, it's like, you know when I imagine really Adam like they're superheroes? Like when they're sick and still have to do it right there?
But I'm sick on Mosh up, man.
Yeah, fam.
I'm sick of Mosh.
No, yo, Mosh up.
I'm another kid to add.
do you think it hits us worse when we're sick or
no,
are equal?
No, it's genetically. We take it worse.
Bro, because
continue.
But, because when I'm sick, I don't feel like I can move.
Brother, I'm mosh up now.
Wait, now when she was sick, she like, I gotta go make breakfast. I do it. That's why I'm saying, and it's funny because she made fun of me the other day about that when she like, yo. When you were sick, you couldn't move. But when I was sick, I was getting up. I was cleaning, still doing the laundry. I was like, I don't think we had the same sickness.
Yeah, we don't. When my nose hurts, I feel like my whole body's a nose. I'm all mosh up there. So,
Your mouth.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? I'm mosh. Though. So, single fatherhood, that's again, hot time.
Shout out to the women.
Not doing it. Yeah, big ups to the women, all single mothers, everybody, man. It's not easy.
But also shout out to the dads that are doing it too.
Hey, yes, big shout out to them.
To the dads, it's true.
They don't get enough love. They don't get enough love. I appreciate everybody that can step up in that single role and take care of you know, their duties that they need to take care of. Because, boy, I'm from the outside looking in. No. I can't do it. I mean, like I said, I'd have to, but
there's a difference when you have to do it, but, like, it's a lot. I'll tell you guys that right now. I'm like, what, 6 mornings in?
Yeah.
I thought he'd been doing this.
I thought it was like a month or two in. Less than a 7-day week. Like,
6 mornings
in. That started last week.
6 mornings in. No, you guys are laughing, but I'm going off a week, so I'm actually 6 weeks in.
Yeah.
But and I'm telling you guys, man, there's those days, I promise you, there's those days when it's like, it's bang, bang, bang. What's she complaining about?
Yeah.
Got this.
It's the tough days.
When I remember it was so easy the first time. And then came home, like, hard. All right.
Kick your feet up like a...
The next morning, bro, was chaos. And the worst is when you forget something and you gotta like, I gotta leave them in the car, lock the doors. Do not touch the doors. Because they will open the door.
Yeah.
Do not touch the door. You come back, the doors are open, car alarm's going off. And it's like, damn, it's a lot, man.
No, it is. Everything's a lot. Bro, I watched a dog for a weekend.
There's no way.
What? No. Just to give an example.
No, I
dog sat for a weekend. Brother, I couldn't do it. I had to get up 6 a.m., walk the dog, feed the dog,
be home for the dog.
Huh?
You let him out on the balcony terrace area?
No, I didn't do that. I actually had to walk his dog. To put the poo pad down the balcony? Yeah. That's crazy. I didn't do that. But even just having the dog for the weekend, I'm like, how do people live a life?
Mm-hmm.
How do people do this?
Let me tell you.
What?
I just got a dog. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a dog too?
Bro. All
right.
Bro, my dog, he's tiny because a French bulldog.
Make your life,
so our bro. Gate is not, it's like, it's, he can slip through the gate. So when you put him outside, you got to watch him. Right? If you do, I swear to God, do this. Yo, Tashawn, do this. You look back, Tashawn's gone. chasing somebody down the street or chasing the other dog. And then you got to run out now because not, you mean your shorts in the cold chasing him and he won't come. Bro, it's a lot.
What type of dog, yeah?
Told you, a French bulldog.
Good luck to you, brother. Third kid yet. Okay, next one, a little rapid fire, quick one. Actually, it's not quick. Bro code situation. You have a woman friend, like a best friend of yours, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you're out. Not with her. You're just out. And you see her boyfriend mingling, flirting, talking to other women. What do you do?
It's tough because I'm not one to dirty Mac, to be honest with you. So I mean, I guess not Macking because it's not.
It's not,
but
feels nasty, don't it?
But do you really have bro code to that person?
You have the man code.
So hold on. Let me get this straight. So you have a friend that's a woman.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying? And then, yeah. And then
you can like, bow out of it.
I want to lay it out so okay.
All the particulars, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you have a woman that is
best friend.
That's your best friend,
or not best friend, but like a good friend.
She's at home.
She's at home,
and her significant other.
You are out with us somewhere.
Yeah, so we're out, whatever,
and you see him across the way
cheating,
mingling, flirting, whatever the case is. You blinders, you go talk to him. Like, what's the issue? Like,
it's a very tough one. My loyalty is to her.
Of course.
Even though I'm saying, broski, why? Like, you know, you shouldn't have done this. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then again, sometimes you don't know what's going on in their relationship. Right? So, because you don't know what's going on in their relationship, me personally, I wouldn't speak on it right away. I would watch it linger. I'm going to be honest with you just for a little bit to see where it's going, because you might hear the comment like, oh, I'm not really feeling him anymore. We've been growing apart. And it's like, oof. Okay, good. I don't have to, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to say it. And then you could be like, yo, you know what the funny part is? I saw him out the other night with his homegirl.
But even that could get sticky.
So here's a caveat, right?
Now she could be like, well, why didn't you talk to me right away?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
I would
respond. Definitely a tough situation.
I don't think it's tough. I think you gotta tell her. That's your brethren.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'm telling her.
Tough to me, telling her. I don't know why I thought about it for so long.
It's tough.
Because you know why? Because you're thinking like your loyalty is to the guy because it's bro code. That's what, when you heard bro code, that's what you.
But I don't know bro.
But that's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's what I know bro. Huh? You know bro. Huh? I'm not saying you have to know,
but I don't know him.
So yeah, I know, but that's why I said when I first said, I said your loyalty is to her because that is your friend.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? But because the love that I have for her, that's the reason why I never said anything yet. I don't know the situation.
So you got to ask about, then you have to know the situations. I wouldn't go be like, yo, I seen it. I'd be like, yo.
Why not? That's what we do with our niggas.
No, but I would go and be like, yo, what's going on with you guys right now?
But that's what we do with our niggas.
If it was our niggas?
Yes. We don't wait. We don't go over there and talk about, yo, Tashawn, yo, dog, how are you and homegirl doing? Because such, we don't do that. We go over there and say, yo,
I might. I wouldn't be like, yo, fam, I seen your girl. I saw. No, I might.
I'm laughing. I'm dead serious.
No, I know.
No. I might. I probably would handle both situations very similarly.
Like, yeah. You would act accordingly. You wouldn't just, like you said, yo, I saw your homeboy out the other night. What's going on? Like, you know, hey, like, how you doing? How's your day going? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, of course. It'd be come
and then be like, yo, whatever. But, you know,
are you guys still good?
What? Yeah, like, fuck.
That's how I would ask it on both. I would ask it on both ends. Yeah. Are you guys still good?
And but would you ask him first when you saw him?
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, would you say anything to him?
So question. So that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you handle that? Because now
would I pull up on him,
yeah,
and say what?
Yo, you're with.
Depends. It depends on my relationship with him.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. To
why?
Because if I don't know him, I only
why you know they're together. Though? That, no, but then it makes it seem like it's a beef thing now. Like, yo,
it is a beef thing. You're dissing my friend.
Yeah, but it's not my issue. Not my beef. It's not my.
So
beef.
You're gonna find yourself to make it a beef anyway, though.
It's not. I'm not making it a beef. I'm just relaying information to my friend. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, but you don't know what that situation is. You just see it.
But that's the information. I'm seeing the situation. I'm saying, this doesn't look right.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell my friend about it. That's it. But to pull up on him,
right?
That I don't know him. But if I know him, we're cool. We all been out together, blah, blah, blah. Now he'd be like, brother.
He's going to take it the wrong way regardless.
No. Right. But if I
knew. Your back's against the wall. So you're already on defense.
I'm out with another girl. You're going to come pull up on me and say, yo, what's going on over
here?
Well,
I might not even do that. If I have an existing relationship with him, I might just go hail him. That's it.
Just let him.
Just know I see you, brother.
I see you.
Like, fix up.
I see you. See me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still
going. My hell, you
fix up out the window. You're already going to go down there.
What's he doing though?
So watch this now. Let me paint the story a little deeper for you guys. So now he goes to and goes, yo, it's just my homie. I was out with my homie.
What's he doing with the girl?
You don't know what he's doing with the girl. He's just out with another girl that's not her.
Oh, you said cheating.
No, I said mingling, flirting, whatever the case is, but.
Oh, no, that changes.
That changes.
Oh, brother.
Mingling, flirt. What are you talking about?
How I know he flirting?
Yo.
Nah, but look, yo.
His hand could be on the small of her back. There, I don't know. Like, she's touching.
That's not your homie then.
Why?
Which homie are you doing that to?
The girls that ask.
So you're.
Wait. The girls that ask a man to be their boyfriend for the night just to protect them on the roads. You never had that situation before? You never had a girl ask you to be...
To pretend? There? Like to save pretend, her from
yes.
a situation?
Yes.
So he's doing that?
I don't know what he's doing. I'm just saying. That could be a situation that he plays up when now come explanation time. I'm playing devil's advocate here, obviously.
It depends what you see. Right?
But I'm saying, obviously I'm not catching them making out.
No, but if I see mingling, hand on the back, how far on the back are we going? Like lower, higher?
The smaller her back.
No, well, I still tell.
Yeah,
it was looking at because if it was looking a little friendly.
Yeah. If it's nothing,
looked a little extra friendly. Like, yo, I don't know who he was out with the other night, but I'm just gonna let you know.
Awesome.
Your man was out here looking a little extra friendly. Just but, letting you know.
Man will probably heal for me and say. Then you know he's up to no good.
I hear you, but what if he doesn't say that?
He's still up to no good.
I know that, but I'm.
So you know that. What are we talking about? He's up to no good.
If you know him a little bit, it's worse. It's harder. It's a harder situation. If you don't know him at all,
well, if you know him a little bit now.
If you know him a little bit, now it becomes like...
I got to check him.
Because now you have more of the...
Because imagine he's a man you've been hailing and cracking jokes with.
Your loyalty is still to her.
It's still to her, but it makes it a little bit different because you've been smiling up with the man, hailing him, cracking jokes.
Yeah, but now it's F that, man, because he's... I only know him through her.
100%.
So why is that tough?
Because now you have a little something with him.
I only have it through her. So if they end, I'm not gonna still be his friend. I just know him.
Sure. Exactly.
It's not tough.
It changes it a little bit, slightly, ever so slightly.
I like that though. That's exactly how I expected it to go on that.
No, but everybody's gonna have a different view on that, to be honest. And
are they?
Yeah, because
I think so. I think what I would do personally, because I've been also a victim of situations where a girl could cut everybody else out of their life for that said man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, if I go over there and rock that situation, I don't know what our relationship with me and the girl is now. Like, me and my girl, the friend, because she basically cut me out of life to be with this man.
See, we keep coming back to these situations where we don't want to tell the truth because we're scared of what will happen.
No. So I understand what you're saying.
You get what I mean? It's like, we want to control
the relationship anymore because you cut me off for this, man. It's still my duty.
I know what he's talking about. There are situations where you say something to somebody and...
Now you're the enemy?
Yeah, because...
We all have situations.
But that's sometimes the risk.
No, 100%. I'm just saying, I understand what he's saying.
No, absolutely. But it's like, we always get in these situations where it's like, we don't want to say what it is because we're scared of the repercussions. But it's like, the right thing to do in a lot of cases is just tell the truth.
100%. Some people can't handle the truth, though.
That's okay. That's on them.
Yeah. Did your part.
You did your part. Sometimes doing your part sucks.
Maybe that's overplaying a part, though.
How?
No, because that's your
fault. Nah, you're not overplaying.
You care for that.
No,
I'm asking. Yo, what are we talking about?
What?
That's my friend? Yeah, I understand. That's my friend.
Yeah, and you care for them.
I do care for them, but there's situations that sometimes don't involve you.
Okay, this doesn't involve you, but you saw, and that's your friend that you care about, so you want the best for them. So you're not gonna have nobody out here playing them looking like a friend. Fool.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be like, yo, I don't know what's going on, but what's going on with you and homeboy? Because I'm going to be honest with you. A couple nights ago, I saw him out. I don't know who he's with, what's the situation, but it wasn't you. So I just want to bring that to your attention. Mm-hmm. And whatever she does with that information, she goes from there. Now she might say, yo, you know what? My homeboy Steph saw you out with this girl and you're saying you weren't. You might be in a sticky one now, right? But it's like, what do you have to lie about? You know what I'm saying? You like Tashawn said, you're only speaking the truth, right? And however she takes it, that's on her. But you told her. Me, personally, your loyalty is to her.
No, 100%.
Just tell her the truth, and however she takes it, she takes it. If she doesn't want to rock with you anymore, then she doesn't rock with you. But you kept it 100, and you didn't lie to her.
I like it.
All right, and now, hold on. It's not done. And now when homie gets caught again, you're just going to have the, I told you, Sophie. Right? I still love you, though.
Yeah.
But I told you. It is what it is.
Thank you, man. Dickie, dad. Dickie, bro. Like I said, I like to, a lot of situations that get sticky like that, I like to
stay out of it.
Yeah, bro. Because again, there's a lot of situations that end up not crazy.
Not your business.
You know what I'm saying?
What it is, bro.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you.
A lot of situations.
No, I'm putting it to you like this. If any of you guys see my girl out with another guy and you didn't tell me, I don't care. Listen to what I'm saying.
That's why I said bro code goes a long way.
No. Listen to me. If any of you guys were out, uh-huh, and you saw my girl, my wife, whoever I am with at that time, and you didn't tell me, I can't rock with you. Put it like that.
What if, like you said, though, I'm trying to feel out the situation. I don't know.
Don't feel it out. Tell me.
Wait, that's not what you said.
No, I'm letting you know.
Change your mind.
No, because you guys are my dogs.
You'll be changing your mind.
No, I'm not changing nothing. Tell me. End of conversation. I said I would tell her. I felt it out the 2-3 days. I'm just saying, if you don't tell me, we have an issue.
Don't tell you
I agree, because you can't be my dog and not. How would you think I'm
hearing what you're saying? But what if I find out the situation? Like, took those 2-3 days, find out, and those 2-3 days, something happens. You guys, that's like, oh yeah, but guess what? I saw you 2 days ago, and it's like, well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me sooner?
No, because I don't know your busy lifestyle. I'm probably gonna say, yo, you didn't tell. But if you chose not to tell me at all,
like then, months go by.
Yeah, and I'll be like, I can't rock with you.
I hear that.
All right. That was a good one, though.
Yeah, bro, I like that.
The first one was easy, though.
That's why I did that.
Warm us up.
On purpose. Huh?
It was a warm-up thing.
Yeah, it's warm. Just fill out the room. See everybody's. See everybody's on their toes. All right. It gets crazier, though. Friends and being Eskimo brothers. Everybody know what Eskimo brothers are?
No, please explain.
Eskimo brothers, you and your friend having... The same sexual partner.
Mm. At the same time?
No.
Just in general.
You have sex. Mm. So, friends and being Eskimo brothers. Like, for example, you know what? Drake and Lil Wayne situation. You guys hear about that situation before?
No, I haven't.
Like, okay, so Lil Wayne had a girl, but apparently Drake
While he was in the bin.
But that's people get misconstrued. Apparently, Drake slapped this girl a long time before. But when Lil Wayne found out was when he was around, time ago in the bin.
Oh, that's why
she told him. Like, Wayne's girl, the one that Drake slapped previous, told him this. But that's why everybody says now, like, you know, Drake stopped this girl. How could he do this? So my thing is, with the actual story, it was in Wayne's book, right? Lil Wayne's book. He said that Drake slapped this girl well before, never showed Wayne. It was the girl that showed Wayne later down the road. So with friends and Eskimo bros, is that something, is that a duty of, like, say that was a situation for any one of us in that situation, right? Is it your duty to tell that guy, hey, I used to slap that?
100%.
Okay, let's bring it out of the Drake Wayne situation. Yeah. Give it in a real life. Give me a real life situation.
So, I have a girl.
Yeah.
That I used to mess with before.
Yes.
You get with this girl later down the road.
Get with meaning.
However you.
I have sex with her.
Sex with her, whatever.
Okay, and you know this.
Start hanging around. Yeah, I would assume so. I become privy to the information. Yes. Is it my duty to be like, yo, before anything gets too serious? It's my history, old girl. But I'm knowing that you're a guy that gets plenty of girls. So I don't know who you're about to take serious or whatever. But you told me that, hey, you ran into such and such, or I'm seeing this new girl now. Da 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 da.
Is it your responsibility as the one that used to sleep with her to tell your friend that I'm now sleeping with her?
It's my duty absolutely to tell you that I used to sleep with her.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? What would stop you from doing it?
Because I don't know what your path with this girl is.
Doesn't matter.
Maybe it's a flyby situation. Maybe it's a not situation.
Still doesn't matter. Give all the information. I don't know why we're always trying to hold back information.
because men
niggas
are,
always
listen, I'm telling you, men are territorial.
Absolutely.
Some people aren't mature enough to deal with the idea that a homie of theirs has slept with their girl. Or their soon to be or somebody that you've taken seriously. Right? So in the case of that, they might take a situation that is actually going well for them with this person and now watch it because of that person dealing with them years prior or however many months, like whatever the situation is. They took a situation that was going well and now it's a wash because.
So the homie knows that you slept with her already, but you're just telling them the history?
No, they don't know.
They don't know.
Is it my duty to make you known to that situation before like Deshaun, she tells you?
100%, yeah.
For two reasons. But number one, if I can't keep it a buck with you, you are not my bro.
Sure. No, even if it comes in passing, but is it what I'm saying to you?
So that's one.
Okay, okay. Sorry, my fault.
Number two, the fact that you still don't know and the girl has not told you means that you are potentially on the verge.
Beginning with somebody's not also keeping it real with you?
Yes. You're on the verge of entering a situation, or maybe not. I don't know what you guys are trying to do.
I don't know.
But you could end up potentially getting serious with somebody.
What if she tells you and I didn't?
If she tells him
that she was with me, but I didn't tell you.
But hold on. So were they together and you saw them together?
Right.
You have to tell him. You have to tell him. You have to tell him. And those are the two reasons. Because now he could end up in a situation with the girl. And that's not a good woman.
But she could have the same situation, same mindset.
What?
As what I just suggest. Like, what if he might look at me away and it ruins something that I actually
want to be? Yeah, but she should tell him too. She owes that to him as well.
Because this is another situation again where we're trying to control the information. But if the information gets out at a later time, it could end up worse. Much worse.
I agree. Now I want to preface that with saying I agree. However, I have seen situations play. I've seen it all. Like I'm
saying, you see a lot of things.
I see a lot, bro. Where situations now get washed out because of prior history, where that should in large not be the case.
You think so?
I don't think so.
I think it's hard to be with somebody knowing
what's that. Not for me. Kat, doesn't mean it's not for you.
I hear you, but just knowing that, like, you did something with this person that I'm now sleeping with, I just couldn't.
Is there a time limit?
No.
Or never?
No.
I could do something at 21 and now you meet her at 35.
No, I just think so.
Doesn't matter?
No, not for me. I can't speak for everybody. I can say for me.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You could meet her and everything was going right until you find out she with me now.
Because I think
at 21.
I went wrong.
But why is that wrong?
I personally like things that for me, if one of my guys slept with a girl, I can't take that girl seriously.
And are we talking about like our guys or like acquaintances, somebody
that's
that's different. Yeah,
okay.
I don't.
Nah, okay. I could. No, nah, not acquaintance.
My guys, like if my guys like slept with that girl and then, you know, now like later on she's coming on to me, I wouldn't take that girl serious. I can't. I'm sorry. Well,
because realistically,
like no matter how good things are going in your life, my life, whatever, even if we click or whatever, in the back of my mind, it's always going to be like, you slept with my boy. I'm sorry. Like, can't have kids with you. And then we have you over at a dinner or something like that. And then, you know, he's giving me a wink. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know if you get what I'm saying. Because if you don't
I do know this territory.
I think I agree with you.
That's the only reason why.
I think I
agree. That's the only reason.
I think
it's ego and territory. It's ego and territory. There's nothing more than that. You could be having a great, grand old time before any of this information.
Like you're saying that you have the connection.
Everything links.
Or like you've been rocking with her and then you find out.
You just feel like shit meshes.
And he just feels like, yeah, like this is the one.
Everything looks great.
And then you find out.
And then you find out such and such happened years prior to you.
Could I get through it?
No.
It's a tough one.
Tough one.
I'm telling you.
Because it is
for you.
I would think back in the day,
But hold on. Think about it. He's not saying like a month or two. He's saying like you guys are. Like,
I changed the situation. Because remember, now this is.
Yeah.
I messed with him at 22, 23. You meet her at 34, 35. That's 12 years. No, I know you don't. I know you illustrated that already.
I just picture a man saying to me, she's not that birthmark.
Nah.
Brother, why would a man do that to you if she's your
dog? Well, I guess fair.
You're right.
That's an ego and territory thing.
You're right. But like I said, so now we're at a barbecue.
Why would a man come over there and be like,
oh, no, he's not
winking at you?
I think even, but even,
no, why did he do that?
But you see, that's the thing. Even anything he does is going to make you feel like
ego and territory. I get
sure
it.
Sure, it's ego and territory.
We're saying that like it's a bad thing.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying.
These are human emotions.
But these emotions help stop people. And get in their own ways.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. Because
he is.
What he's saying is like, you have a woman you genuinely have a deep connection with.
You might not find this again.
Like you're gonna let
stop
something that happened 10 years ago, 12, 15 years ago be the thing. That's the one thing that's gonna be the reason you can't get over.
And your man's not into it.
I think it's when the information is provided to you. If it's provided to you from the jump, like, hey, just letting you know, okay, 10 years ago, me and so-and-so did whatever.
As soon as you're starting to get serious with it.
Yeah, because then that allows you the opportunity to say, I'm gonna progress with this or I'm not. Okay. But if you tell me down the line, and it's like, oh, no, the situation Steph gave me led me to believe you weren't deceived. Like, there was a genuine... There was a genuine, no one knew you were talking to this girl. You've been talking to her. She didn't realize you guys were friends. Like, there was
10 years in, you didn't realize we were friends?
No. She didn't realize you guys were friends.
Possibly. You moved away and you came back for the family reunion.
That's possible.
Okay.
Possible, broski.
There's no pictures?
That's possible.
There's no pictures
of us? You know
what
I'm saying? Nah.
No pictures of what?
Man. Of us. We're friends.
Yeah. So what?
It can't be close friends.
It would be hard for us.
Yeah, you're going to tell me.
If you didn't know
one picture of us.
I hear what you're saying.
Because like, I feel like even in my past, I've had girls that have slept with me and my friends, and we know about it, but they haven't said anything.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, not only is this, am I not taking you serious, now it's like, now you're deceiving me, because I know you know we're friends.
Yeah.
And you haven't mentioned it.
I know you know we're
really good friends.
100%.
And like, a couple of days ago, you slept with my brethren, and now...
A couple of days? That's absolutely insane.
Back in the days. Right. Back in the days, everybody's having sex. It was horny back in the day.
She's trying to get that off. Maybe she thinks because it's in a couple of days and you still dealt with her. Men talk. You probably would have known. Why am I speaking on it? Why am I speaking on it?
But then talking crazy, being like, well, maybe we could be together.
Why couldn't you? Maybe you get along better with you than I do. Like, that's in her frame of mind. It's not wrong for her to think
you
that.
You just slept with my friend.
What I'm saying,
let me ask you.
I'm asking. Okay, what I'm saying to you though is it wrong of her to have that? It's actually silly to think that because I don't get along with your friend, but I get along with you better, that maybe this could be something.
No,
because our vibe is crazy.
It is silly to think. It's silly to think because you just slept with my friend. You are now sleeping with me. We have to acknowledge this is
to be assumed.
This is just a sex thing.
That's to be assumed. Some people are nuts. Some people might get that. Well, I won't call them nuts, but some people that's fair. Might take that leap.
But I'm gonna reset the expectation. It couldn't be a thing for me. Not a serious thing.
Have you ever heard no silly question?
Huh?
No silly questions.
It's if that's her assumption, that's her assumption. I'm just saying that I'm not with that. If you slept with my friend in recent times,
yeah,
it's gonna be hard for
you're me. More open to it if it's a long period of time.
Like, if it was a long time ago.
A long time.
Yeah, what's the requirement here?
The year,
for you. No,
the
for
years?
You. Yeah, no, you're not speaking for
anybody
else.
I think it's case by case. I can't put a time on it. It is, honestly. It's not a
why?
Not a
what would change it? What do you mean case by case?
Because if, okay, for example, like for me, what were you going to ask?
I'm going to save it. It's case by case.
I'm not even trying to save him. I'll give you my reason.
It depends, though.
I'll give you my reasoning why it's case by case. So, okay. For example, the age gap I gave you at 21 versus now 34.
You're a different person.
Your discernment and decision-making is completely different from a young adolescent to now somewhat of a mature adult.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So the decisions you might have made, like, that's another hypothetical I could bring up. Like, if a girl was in...
No, stick to this one.
Okay, cool. So, like I said, if she made that decision, whatever decision was at 22, I can't hold her to those same decisions that she would be making at 34.
But you're not necessarily holding her to the decision. It's your personal preference. Can you deal with knowing that somebody that is in your circle...
Me personally? Yes.
...previously slept with her?
Me personally.
I commend you.
Thank you.
And but then I think the question becomes now, if you can't deal with it, why not? Like, what is it about? Like, is it what is it about you that can't wrap your
ego and territory?
That's my friend.
Having
you're my significant other. There's things that there's boundaries and lines that shouldn't be crossed.
They didn't cross any boundaries.
They didn't.
Lines
when they did what they did.
You.
I'm not saying that they did anything wrong, but yeah, I'm saying there's a line there. My girl is on this line, and you are over here. They don't cross.
I hear you.
I hear. I actually really do hear him, because it's just like there's.
Boundaries for me.
The fact that your friend has a memory of your girl naked.
Yeah, like it just wouldn't sit well with me. Ego aside, like, you know what my girl looks like naked.
That's ego dressed up. Because
100%.
Yes, it is. Because you don't remember every girl that you slept with naked. I'm sorry to tell you. You don't.
What if he remembers that one? I don't want to remember my girl, period. No.
But it could have been 12 years ago. You're telling me you haven't slept with that many since? Like, come on, let's be honest here.
I do remember everything.
I don't remember. That's a lie. So unless you have saved pictures,
I have a photographic
memory.
What if
your friend has the picture still?
That's crazy. He needs to let go.
Certain pass up pictures for years.
12 years ago? You need to let go. Get new pictures.
Hold on. Yes, you're it's fine. Get new pictures and all that. But stats.
You keep us safe?
I don't keep nothing.
Then what are we talking about, fam? The line, brother.
I get the
line. But he's right. It's
I get case by case and all that stuff.
I don't get that part.
You are not pulling up to my barbecue. And I'm looking at you and I'm looking at my wife and I said, God damn.
What?
You got a piece of that?
I want women to answer this in the comments.
Yeah, please.
Like, how do they feel about this? Would they date or be with somebody that slept with one of their friends?
Brother, you never heard them talk about, man, I got with the ugly friend out the group? You ever heard them talk about? What are you talking about? They do this all the time. Oh, not this maybe, but, you know, like, they think about those type of things.
To me, like, why I say it's situational, because it depends on the time. It depends on the closeness of the friend.
For sure.
It couldn't be you, man.
But that's what we already said. We already prefaced it and said it's
but that's
these guys.
So I hear you. What friend would be okay then?
So what if you had a friend?
An acquaintance. It's not
more acquaintance.
It's somebody that.
So then acquaintance is not a friend. Like, that's the
it's
whole
not
point.
A friend, exactly. Let me catch your question though. A friend that you're no longer friends with, but yeah. You got with this girl.
Are we enemies? Actually, doesn't change anything.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
100%.
No, it doesn't.
If the person's an enemy?
Why? Yes, it does change it.
Are you guys telling
why,
me?
Why?
So, I'm going to use the word ah. So, you're telling me now my ex with my ah?
I hate new slang.
Because I'm not going to say enemy.
No, but what if it was before you guys were enemies?
What I'm saying is you guys were friends.
Yes.
This girl slept with that friend prior to you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
You now get with this girl later in life.
But you no longer talk to this person.
But you no longer talk to that friend.
I guess that changes.
You don't know. For me,
I honestly can't, but I would say, yeah, like, if I'm playing devil's advocate, I guess that makes it a little bit better.
Because you're no longer with the person?
Because you're no longer friends with that person. So, like, person. Yeah, they're not in your immediate circle. So they are essentially now either an acquaintance or a nobody to you.
They're irrelevant. But sometimes an op is not in your circle, but you see them.
You see them
regularly.
So what does that mean?
But I'm going to be honest with you.
So I can't do it because I see him?
Yeah.
Why not you, bro?
I have a couple ops. I see them. If you got with the ops, I'd be like, you really got with the ops?
Brother. Okay, so you're not happy for the man that can do it, though? Huh? Are you happy for the man that actually can get past that?
Can get past
that. Yeah, like, I've been with girls that have now gone on to be with people that I know. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's not on you. You don't have nothing to lose in that situation.
Okay.
No, I do applaud it because it's like you're putting your love for that person above everything else. Nothing else really matters.
It's a skill.
And that is a skill, to put your ego fully aside. But it makes me wonder, it's like, do we have to put, like, would that make us better men if we put our ego aside? Or is that ego protect us in certain situations?
I think ego is a protection, mm-hmm. for sure. But you still have to evaluate.
I'll take that protection all day, brother. In that situation, 100%.
You still have to evaluate what the ego is protecting. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're happy here, I don't think it doesn't have nothing to do with me. That's how I feel. But anyway, this side note. This is exactly how I thought this would go in my head. So I'm happy this is going the way it's going. This actually kind of rolls into the next one. Friends of yours begin dating an old ex of yours. Is that off the table? Would you allow it? Are exes yours?
How close are the friends? That's the biggest thing.
That's the only thing? Is they disrespecting you if you go after an old ex?
Yeah, well, I think that now I look at it like, well, how long have you been interested in this person? I don't care necessarily that you are talking to them now, but like, how long?
That the furthest, what's the length? That the furthest extent.
Yeah. What's the length, buddy? How long?
Yeah, but like.
Situation based.
Like this?
Well, yeah, so like, put it at the furthest extent of however long that could be. Pause.
I think it's a disrespect if you don't ask me.
If I don't ask you?
Yeah.
If it's been 12 years. I have to ask you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's my ex. You know it's my ex. Why wouldn't you say something?
You still check for this girl?
Huh? I don't still check for it, but it's like, what would...
I love playing devil's advocate. This is so fun.
What would make you not... Knowing that it's my ex.
Right. Okay, cool.
You would bypass me and go start trying to date her?
I do hear that. But again, if I'm happy...
But how did you get happy before you asked me?
I met the girl. So I don't even know if this went there. But like I'm saying, I seen the girl out. We had a couple drinks together. It was fun.
But you would have known in the back of your mind while you were having fun with this girl.
Like, I understand. Like, yeah. This, like, right. I'm not
having fun. So you could still have the fun. That's fine. That's good and reasonable.
Yes.
You don't have to text me in the moment where you're having the fun. Yo. But no. After you have the fun, be like, I met your ex the other day.
Yeah.
Yo, she's mad cool. Does it bother you if I talk to her?
Okay, cool. So I ask you that now.
So that's cool.
Do you take the cool guy role?
What?
Do you take the cool guy role? Like, nah, fam, it's fine. Do your thing. Because you don't think I'll take it serious?
I don't think the onus is on being cool. I think he just more so doing the check-in kind of thing.
It would never bother me.
Yeah.
It would never bother you.
Wait. No.
I was about to say, what are y'all talking about?
Wait.
What are y'all talking about?
Am I moved on and like happy in my life?
Sure.
No, you're miserable. Miserable, bro. Ceiling missing.
So look, you're with a new shots. Or you're now married, whatever the case is. Mm. But then I drum this up like, ex, whatever.
Don't do your thing.
I don't believe
some ass can look at that situation
I
over there.
Like there's some
niggas could be with their girl and be like, look at this bum ass nigga over there having fun with my ex, dog. Yo,
I can't. All in their head. Even if you're good, I don't believe every ex is
touchable.
Is fair game.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't either.
Okay, I understand that and I agree.
Because it depends on the depth of like how. Like,
but it's not even. I don't think it's about fair game. At that point, I think it's like I don't have any legs to stand on. I'm moved on. Jeez. But it's just
when did I ever stop somebody? What did we have new? What?
You could have two or three things go with different girls and then still be like, oh, you can't talk to that one. That's one of mine.
I mean, yeah.
But I have a question, though.
None of them are your girl, though. It's just somebody you're seeing.
So you're pretty much like an ex. You're saying, man, can't talk.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys are saying?
We were talking through it.
I just asked the question.
And I, you know what? I'm going to say yes. All my exes are fair game.
All of your exes are fair game.
Yeah.
I definitely don't believe you.
If it's an ex that I think that...
Hold on.
When I say ex is being fair game, what I'm saying is that if there's no chance... If I'm not moved on and happy...
You're going to say no.
Huh?
Nope.
You're going to say no.
What do you mean?
Why does that change?
If you're not.
If you're moved on and happy versus not moved on.
I said I'm not moved on and happy.
Why does that change?
So,
if I haven't.
There's still potential
if
for
I haven't, that person.
Not.
If there's still potential.
Whether
or not. There is, because I'm not taking. It's different for me.
There's still potential.
Different for me.
That's it. Nobody wants me, but I might get you back.
Our past could still cross and we're still good with each other.
Remember that one time we had I want you back.
All right.
I get it. So hold on.
Did you finish your point?
Yeah, like.
This guy started and it's over.
My point is this. I'm not moved on fully. And if I'm not moved on fully, then no. But if I'm moved on, yes.
Okay.
There's some exes we have not moved on fully from.
Even when we move on.
No. We think we moved on.
No, you moved on. You got a new girl.
Is that? Yes, you moved on. But there's some situations where the door is not fully closed.
Right.
And my foot's not in it. Like, it's just...
Callback. Good callback.
No. There's situations where the door's not fully closed, and I think those are the ones where it's not okay. And then some people are even in relationships and still know there's an ex they have where that door is not fully closed. That's just...
It should be closed. Though.
That's just... It should be.
It should be closed.
That's the truth of it.
When does that door close, though?
When does it... That's a different question, Craig. Come on.
For me?
Let's
okay. When does it close? When does it close? To be honest with you, I'm not going to lie to you guys.
It's closed.
When they have kids.
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, to me.
Yo, that's the we had that good time.
It's a mic drop right there.
It's not.
No.
There's the potential that you might get back with her and have kids and be happy. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Because he wants to
be with somebody that has his own family.
So no, my thing is like the having kids for me closes the door because
for you.
For yeah, me okay. With that, like that same girl I was with, it's like we probably talked about having kids together.
So now you
then now you went on and had your kids. Now I'm like, ah.
If it doesn't work out there, now a new opportunity arises where you guys could be together. You just had a blended family.
Do I have kids?
Sorry?
And with me having...
No, well, kids. You have a blended family because there's a child that doesn't belong to you in the mix.
She has went off to have her one or two children, whatever she did. Like, for me, I think I could do that up until a point of how many children you have.
How many?
I don't think
so. I think after one.
What'd you say? After you have one child?
I don't think
it could be two, three, and then, you know, we can try to take.
Keep hope alive.
I don't think I could do it. If we both had kids, maybe I could do it.
So go have your kid.
So you would have to have a kid first, though. That's what you're pretty much saying. Because if she had a kid, then you're pretty much...
I think I would have a better understanding of it if I had my own child.
Okay, so...
Absolutely.
But what I'm saying is...
But if she solely has a kid first, and you don't have one?
If she has a kid and I don't have one, yeah. And then I try to... I couldn't see myself
going back.
Okay.
Frank, you're about to ask something because you look like you're confused with the question.
Wait, you have a friend and an ex. You guys answered it all, you know, and I was just listening and taking it all in. But for me, I think I would go off of how I'm feeling at the time, to be honest. And I think that's all a lot of us do. Like, you know, we could joke about it and say this, that, and the third. But, like, when it comes to an ex, there's a reason why they're an ex. And I don't usually, I look at that door as closed. I moved on.
I agree. Right?
So now would I want any of my people to talk to my ex? I don't care if it's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Like
it's closed.
Yeah. And like if you came to me and you said, yo, I'm not even gonna lie to you, like we're feeling each other, da 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 da, and I would go back to Lane Theon, like what he said. How long you guys been feeling each other for?
A week.
No.
I answered it for you.
Yeah, yeah, but you're missing the point. We were together.
Like you were looking at my shot.
You know what I'm saying? So Yeah, nah, big man.
Nah, what?
Honestly, I love you, but I can't be happy.
If it's been 10 minutes? If it's been 10 years, sorry, 10 minutes. If it's been 10 years?
Steph, I just said it could be 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. I don't care. No. No, there's plenty of women out there you could go and be happy with.
I can't.
Yes, you can. My ex, no.
You hit me up.
I know.
Just kidding.
I was kidding. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that now. But if you came to me on we're feeling each other, I don't know how I might feel that time. I really don't. But right now I'm saying no. But if you came to me probably like 5 years ago, yo, I can't even lie to you, brother. Like, yo, like you said, your ex hit me up and we've been talking. It's been great. Da, 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 da. How do you feel if, you know, we continue to see each other? I'll be like, no. But then if you continue to say like, yo, like we love each other, blah, blah, blah. But like, you know what, brother? I want to see you happy.
Do your thing.
You know what I'm saying? But if you don't sound serious and it just sounds like you're trying to hit it.
Yeah.
No.
If I was trying to hit it, I'd have to holler at you too.
Yes. That's the whole point.
Checking.
No.
Just checking, bro. I think devil's advocate, but this is fun.
Did you answer the question?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, you did.
100%. Said no. Because anybody that actually made a girlfriend was serious.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm. Right? So, no. I just like playing devil's advocate, like I said.
Here, let me throw a wrench in it, actually.
That's cool.
What if we weren't close when I was dating her?
Exactly. That's another one.
And then you guys got close after.
After.
That's nice.
Because you don't really...
The situation has changed.
No, it didn't.
No, but because you weren't really around. Like, you weren't...
To me. Doesn't change. We're close now, right?
And that's what I was about to say. It changes, but
still, boys, still like the bad taste is in my mouth. I can't.
No, but you see that. I was literally about to say it. But now that we got close, if you respect me,
yeah, you can.
And you love me as your friend.
My respect and friendship goes as far as me checking in with you. That's it, though.
Yeah, yeah. So then, even if you check in, and then you're gonna respect my response.
You know I can respect it. Doesn't mean I have to move that way.
Yeah, you don't. And then that means that.
But then you're essentially exactly. Drawing a line.
I'm not drawing a line.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, well.
Huh?
But you came to me and asked me, so you knew that the answer could potentially be no.
No, yeah. Exactly.
So if you remember,
I did it out of respect. I didn't ask for your approval.
Mm.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You didn't.
Right? I'm not coming here to be like, do I have permission of you to, all right?
So then why are you even asking me in the first place?
For your respect for you to know what's going
on.
So
if you respect me, respect my answer.
Yeah. And you're not asking, you're letting him know.
No, there's a difference. You're not asking.
I am asking.
What are you asking?
I said, I'm asking to let you know and then also to see how you feel about it.
Nah, but that might not change. You could go.
How would you ask?
Yo, Fred.
Yo.
Such and such hit me up. Mm-hmm. Or I saw such and such out and then we've been talking ever since. I feel like this is somebody I could potentially be into. How do you feel about it?
No.
No what?
No,
I didn't ask if I could date her. I said, how do you feel about it?
I said, I don't like it. It doesn't.
You asked. And I say,
it's,
why?
It's not closed.
And I say, why? Yeah. Right? So then in of that answer would let me know whether I further go beyond that or not based off of the reason.
It makes me feel. It makes me
choosing.
It makes me feel uncomfortable. Like your Steph, her and I were really serious. We really went deep. And it would just be weird to have her around with you.
An example of you not asking would be like, hey, brother, just letting you know, I saw so-and-so out.
I know that.
We really vibe.
I'm giving you a statement versus a question. I understand that. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, and I just told you why it's a no for me. Now sure. What?
Now what? I have to evaluate that and go on.
So what's on who that is to
me. Well, I don't know. It depends on who she is to me. That's what I'm saying to you. That's what I said. It depends on the vibe I have with this girl. Right?
So you got to choose. You're choosing your brother that you... love, or you're choosing the girl that you love that you could live the rest of your life with. It's up to
that's
you.
That's the choice. That's what I said.
Right.
That's
so you value. Made that choice, and then your friend's gonna move accordingly.
But you're both making a choice in theory. Oh, your friend is also saying,
"I didn't make a choice. I let you know what I chose. I let you know no, and now it's the balls in your court.
Not really. It's the balls in both your courts. Because now if Steph chooses to talk to the girl, now you have to decide how to move as well.
I just told him. No,
you said you didn't
know to the situation. Yeah. You didn't say how if you're gonna be my friend still or not.
Oh, we ain't friends.
Oh, see, well.
We ain't friends.
So then you're also making a choice.
But he should have known for my answer what my
choice
would have been.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to know why? Because he's not, you see, remember when he went back to the respect and whatever he said, I can't remember, but it goes back to respect. You don't respect.
So that's how not true.
Yes. Bro. How can
that's
I be
not
your,
true?
I actually disagree with that.
That's good that you disagree.
Because respect doesn't mean I have to do what you say.
I never said you
respect.
Have to do
respect was the letting you know.
Exactly.
And you let me know. Now you're gonna respect my decision.
But your decision.
No, your decision.
I think you're essentially
my decision.
You're choosing it for him. To be honest with you. So if I had $500 on the table right now, you said, "Yo, can I have that?" I say no, and you took it. You are essentially
no. Man. No.
Why is it different?
That's your possession. The girl's not your possession no more.
I understand.
So it's not the same.
It's okay.
It's like me asking you, Juice, should I go buy those shoes? And you say no, and I still go buy them. And you saying you don't respect my opinion.
I heard you,
but I still bought them because I did what I wanted for me.
Yeah, I don't really like that one. Okay, it's not really like
it's not deep enough. Okay,
yeah, we're fine. Not going with the money.
Either way, not to harp too much on it. I disagree that I don't respect you. That's not true. I respect your answer, and I respect it enough to even evaluate it within my decision making. That's what the respect would be, mm-hmm. right? I'm taking your opinion or your feelings into account. That's the respect.
Yes.
My decision thereafter is something for me. It has nothing to do with you. You see what I'm saying? So now if I make the decision to proceed or to then cut it off, that's my decision. It has nothing to do with you. That's what I'm saying. So then thereafter, you saying, "Ah, man, I can't fuck with this guy." Or what if we came to an agreement like, "Yo, I still fuck with you, but you can't bring her around me." Okay, then I have to make that decision then too.
But another conversation would have to take place.
Sure.
It couldn't just be like, he told you how he feels.
I agree.
And then now you go take the girl and then nothing's said.
I agree.
Because he would probably be like, "What the hell? Bro, I'm done with you."
Yeah.
But you'd have to go back to him and be like, "Brother, I heard what you said. But honestly, for me,
it makes me happy.
It's deep.
You respect me and my happiness. How about that?
You gotta go be happy with somebody else.
Yeah, man, I just don't know.
Yeah, like you guys are not gonna change my mind. Or
no, I don't have to change your mind.
And I'm hearing what you guys are saying, and I'm happy for you guys.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you guys.
Thanks.
But we're our own separate 100%. Person.
That's why I brought it
man,
up.
But if it's that deep for your Regin, he's like, "Yo, bro."
And it's that deep for me because I told you no, and you're not. Listen, I'm going back to you. Don't respect what I just said to you. You just took it into account and you ran with it. All right, whatever.
Respect.
No, it's not.
Well, you're not the boss.
Not. I never said I'm the boss.
So then there's nothing to respect other than hearing your feelings.
You heard me, and it did this.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it
stopped
did.
In here.
No, it didn't.
He
thought about it for a second, and he still.
Don't tell me how long I thought about it. I thought about it so much so that it's like, yo, I almost didn't want to continue with this girl. But then she makes me happy enough where I'm genuinely happy. And if I'm genuinely happy, I'm not laying with you. I'm laying with her.
So lay all you want.
So that's what I said. So it's not about respect for you.
No. Yeah, listen. Lay all you want. You heard what I said, correct?
Wait, who you talking to?
You.
No, you can't be.
Why not?
You're not the boss.
I'm not the boss. But no. See, but that's how you're taking it. You're taking that's it the wrong. You're taking it employee boss. But no. Listen.
No.
This is brother to brother.
Right.
You heard what I said,
you
right?
Heard what your brother says?
Answer my question, stuff. Did you hear what I said?
I heard you.
You took it into accountability.
Yes.
But you're still in love with her, right?
Right.
We cannot talk anymore.
Why? I think you guys are looking at it as like we're not really friends. Like,
what do you mean?
You could never.
What?
You like. Sorry, lost my train of thought.
Say it got too deep for you.
Credit it now.
I thought you were emotional so you couldn't have
I thought you was about to cry. He was like, fucking hot, my nigga. What?
Yeah, like.
Holy.
You said friends. You said I'm not looking at it like we're friends. What do you mean?
Like, we're brothers, brother.
Right.
Like, you. Because he's. You're, are you saying that because it's so deep with us, how could you jeopardize the depth of our relationship
yes.
with someone you just met?
Because I'm just like,
I'm
hearing me.
Yeah.
You're not hearing
me. I am hearing
you're me. Hearing your heart. That's what you're not hearing me. So, you're hearing your heart right
I
now.
I heard you. And I'm only doing this to play devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say, for somebody that said no, you're know, talking right? so strongly
about
it.
Because there are people out
here, people out here that might agree on the other side. So I'm trying to stand in that too. So I do it well. Trust me. So what I'm saying to you is, that doesn't mean I don't respect what you are feeling or have to say. It's just I'm choosing me.
And I agree with Seth on this one.
That's all I'm saying.
100%.
And you could choose you all
and stay
you
over
are.
There. I hear you.
And I'm going to choose me as well, right?
That's
but,
another
but,
decision. That's
but,
all he's
but yes, but the decision that you made now jeopardized what we have going.
It should.
But it could.
It could.
You asked me a question, brother.
I agree. Hold on. Exactly. That's what you guys... Listen, don't say it could, Tashawn.
But then
asked me. I gave him an answer.
I didn't ask for an approval.
It's not about you. Asked me
your opinion.
Approval or not, you asked me a question.
So why did you ask me, Steph?
So I can understand. So sorry, we both understand where we stand on this situation.
Steph was just asking for more information. That's all he was asking.
Where more information?
How would you feel?
And I told you how I feel.
Exactly. And then he took that information
and made a further
and made a decision.
What? How do I know he took it into account?
You don't have, because he asked you.
Just because, if I didn't care about what you were saying and I didn't respect you, I wouldn't ask
you.
Once again.
But it's not disagreement and disrespect.
No,
I know. Two different things.
I know.
But you're calling it disrespect, and that's where I disagree with you. It's not disrespect.
And you disagreement. Feel however you want to feel.
I'm not feeling.
And I'm going to tell you right now.
It is what it is, by definition.
You see what I'm saying? It's not even reading between the lines. If you came to ask me a question,
right?
Don't talk about you weren't looking for an approval or this. Yes, you were. No, because why would you come and ask me? Oh, for
further respect. For respect. So you know,
if you respect me now, you're going to respect my decision.
And you can decide what you want to decide.
And then
it's the same thing as somebody selling drugs and I don't agree.
Yes.
You can still do what you want to do. You don't have to respect my answer. I mean, you don't respect me? No, you just disagree.
Yes.
Fair enough. Listen to what I'm saying, though. You said you weren't looking for an approval.
I'm not.
You were looking for respect. Correct?
I'm giving you the respect.
You're giving me the respect.
Right.
So we're going to respect my answer. And then you went back to, oh, I'm not the boss. So then what were you looking for when you came to ask me this?
To give you the respect.
To give me a heads up what you were going to do anyway.
You can't ask me a question. And
you
then,
were giving me Greg, a heads up what you were about to do.
You can't ask me a question and then answer for me. You can't ask me a question and answer for me. So
you
which one do you want?
Talk already,
so which one do you want for me?
Talk. I'm listening.
If you said, what am I looking for? I'm letting you know. I'm giving you the respect so you know what my position is. I'm now asking in turn what your feelings are about where my positioning is. If you would like to change my position, you can do that. That's your decision to make. But that has nothing to do with the decision I have to make. That's what I'm saying.
I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree on
that. I think
we got to park this one. We're going back and forth.
And it's not going anywhere.
I agree. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Anywho. All right. If you could be given the ability to make one universal rule that every man must follow, what would it be and why?
Every man must follow.
For frackets, don't disrespect me.
It's not even that don't disrespect me.
Every man must follow.
One universal rule that every man must follow. If you can make one rule,
when you borrow money, pay it back.
That's not even just for a man, for everybody.
No,
it's a big one.
One universal rule men must follow.
What would it be and why?
General, though.
Why? It could be anything.
You know what I hate that men do? Talk bad on your name to get a girl.
Dirty Mackin. That's, you know, it's funny. I was literally thinking the same thing. I don't want to just leave.
I don't know. I didn't want that to be the universal rule. Yeah, it's the first thing that came to my mind. Is like,
no, that should be universal.
That's one of them for sure.
I hate it.
Pretty self-explanatory as to why.
Like I've heard firsthand men soil my name to try to get a girl. Be like, I saw him with this girl and that girl. And
you really like that guy?
You like that guy?
Yeah, bro. Like, come on, bro.
I don't like that. That's one for sure. If that's not the rule,
you got too many. You got good ones over there.
No, I don't have good ones. I'm thinking of like a mental health one. Like actually a good one where it's like, this is what men need to do.
I'll say something. I feel like men as a whole, I'm not saying all men do this, but you know, for the ones that are not doing it, like take care of your kids.
Oh my.
The reason why I say that is it puts a lot of hurt in this world, a lot of hurt in young black boys' hearts, not growing up without a father.
Not just black boys.
Yeah, you know, but no, I'm just saying that it just puts a lot of hurt in a lot of men. And then when they grow up, they don't know who to turn to, how to act because they're so hurt, right? So that I would just say.
No deadbeats.
I wouldn't even, like. The reason why I don't like using the word deadbeat is because I also don't know what the father's going through, and I don't know his situation, like what it was. But at the same time, I feel like you could still be there So some people believe if you're not financially, if you're not there, like, I can't be there for them. Where, you know, where, like, I was trying to explain to you guys before, like, just being there at all, like, you're present. They feel it. You know what I mean? And to see, like, kids grow up without it, like, it kills them, right? You don't know, like, we were talking about the single households, and, like, that does a lot to a lot of boys, right? And they just grow up so angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you said you did an event. Some of the kids were just angry, right? But, like, when you see that anger, you're wondering where it comes from. And then when you hear their story, you're like, damn. You know, so that would be my, just be there for your kids, right?
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
And a really important one. Boys need their
phone. Both my dogs.
This is tough. Like, I want to make it a universal rule, but like, you don't know everybody's situation, obviously. But like, I wish, even when it came to like us discussing some of these situations about women and past women, whatever the case is, when you ask some men about these situations, they don't keep it always dialed with you. They always try to be some type of macho or whatever type. It's like, yo, nah, it's cool. But then you find out from another friend or find out differently, or they stop messing with you, whatever the case is, that they actually didn't agree with what your decision was and didn't keep it 100 with you. So I feel like that would be one of the rules, just always trying to remember to keep yourself honest in most situations. But that's a tough rule to stand by always, because you don't know. Sometimes feelings could change.
I think to even add on to that, be yourself. I think that's a big rule. I find when you go out, and I think this goes for both genders, you go out and you look at like the room, I think everybody looks,
bro.
They're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be yourself, be authentic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you are one of one. Let that show. Let people get to know the real you. Don't try to fit into a room when you were born to stand out. You know what I mean? So I would piggyback off that and add that.
I also think men should learn to talk about their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be a universal rule. I think us holding our feelings in a lot of times adds to a lot of the pain that we have in our lives. So we just hold stuff in and bottle things up.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, if they're like, from being on this podcast, like, we've learned the importance of talking about our feelings. Because then we know what's going on with us. Others can know what's going on with us. And by not talking about our feelings, I think men have struggled a lot in this world.
Too much.
I think all men should never put their hands on a woman. Another universal.
Yeah. Good thing.
That's a good one.
Really good one.
I just don't see why you would ever have to or ever should. It's one of the biggest sins, wrong, like morally wrong things you can do. You know, and I remember, like, I was talking to one of my friends once, and she's like, what if you found out one of your friends, like, was abusive toward a woman? My friends would never do that. Well, how well could you know your friend? And I'm just like, you hear situations where you hear about guys who are friends that don't know their friends are like that. But I just know my brothers are not like that. But it's like, that's the statement that I feel like
a lot of people make. I think a lot of people make that. Not to cut you off, but like, I still hear what she's saying.
Absolutely.
Because even in, not even that, but even the R word, that, you know, that taboo rape word, that there's almost any woman that's been, I think it's, there's some crazy statistic that was like, 1 in 3 or 1 in 2, or I don't even know what it is, but have been raped, but no man knows a rape, right? They say that stuff, and it's just like, yeah, because everybody swears their dog wouldn't do that or whatever. And then they get behind the closed doors, like, you have no idea sometimes. So I hear what she's saying. And again, being yourself is another thing that we put on a lot of facades and different things. I'm dressed up to be this in this room and this in this room. And it just gets really touchy. But
piggyback off your initial point.
Yeah.
No means no. That's a universal one that we. No means no.
That means no. It's another one for sure.
Man, it's got a.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to even think about more to be like universal rules, but good ones right there. To be honest,
yeah.
To even bring it back up the mood up. A universal rule for men, I would like to put it like, always put your best foot forward. You know, if you're doing something, try to do it to the best of your ability. One, you never know who's watching. One, you never know what's on the other side of being consistent and trying and doing that. So I would add that to the mix of universal rules.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I like that one. And right there. Still got time for the game? What you think?
No. The game. This was
the game. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big game in itself, right?
I like that you saved that for the last question. Yeah. I think we went high, we went low, we went high, but it was really good.
Yes, sir. All right. Got anything to push out? Anything that we're feeling right now? Promote? Anything?
Nah, man. Promote the podcast. He's a guy. We got the guy, the cast right here. Steph, let him hear the sound again. You guys better subscribe, man.
Come on.
We're looking for you guys to subscribe.
Engage with us in the comments, bro. We want to go back and forth with you guys. We want to talk, man.
We had a fun one the other day about energies, right? We had a fun conversation on Instagram for sure. I found it fun anyway. I hope everybody took it as such as well. But yeah, more engaging conversation. We're welcoming that. Please like, comment, and subscribe. See you again. See you again on the next one. Be safe.